be together. Okay.
Good evening. We'll call the Plan Commission meeting to order and ask the clerk to read the roll.
Mike Polakoff.
Here.
Michael Serpy.
Here.
Wayne Kessel.
Here.
Deb Scarter's excused. Judy Giuliana.
Here.
Bill Stobig.
Here.
John Skalbeck.
Here.
Brock Williamson's excused.
Quorum present. Minutes of August 12th and August 26th. Looking for approval.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion made and seconded for August 12th and August 26th. Approval. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the ayes have it. Correspondence, Gene.
I have none this evening.
That's what I thought. Citizens' comments. We have five items here that are public hearing. You can hold your comment until that item is called. If anybody wishes to speak on any other item, now's your opportunity to talk. Anybody wishing to speak? Anybody wishing to speak? We'll close the citizen comments. Open up new business. Item A and B will be taken together. Separate action will be taken. Public hearings. Item A is public hearing and consideration approval of Plan Commission Resolution 19-10. And item B is public hearing and consideration of zoning text map and text amendment. Gene?
Mr. Chairman, members of the Plan Commission and audience, item A is public hearing and consideration of approval of Plan Commission Resolution 19-10 for the request of Matt Carey, PE with Pinnacle Engineering Group, agent for Route 165 LLC, owner of the property located at 121 Uline Place, to amend the Village 2035 Land Use Plan Map 9.9 to correct and change the location of the 100-year floodplain on the property to reflect the final approval obtained from the Federal Emergency Management Agency related to the floodplain boundary adjustment on the Uline Headquarters Office H2 property, and to update Appendix 10-3 of the Village of Pleasant Prairie 2035 Comprehensive Plan to reflect the noted changes to the Land Use Plan Map 9.9. And then item B is the public hearing and consideration of the zoning map and text amendments at the same request of Matt Carey for the same owner at 12100 Uline Place. This is to specifically amend Section 42131I of the zoning ordinance to reference the March 21, 2019 FEMA approval related to the floodplain boundary adjustment on the Uline Headquarters Office H2 property, to amend the zoning map to correctly rezone the location of the 100-year floodplain into the FPO, Floodplain Overlay District, on the property. As indicated, these items are related and will be presented at the same time with separate actions being required. On August 17, 2015, the Board approved Resolution 15-27 related to the floodplain boundary adjustment to remove 23,519 cubic yards of land from the Des Plaines River UT1E 100-year floodplain and to create 4,963 cubic yards of 100-year floodplain to compensate for the 100-year floodplain being filled. This was for the construction of the office building and site improvements on a 28-acre site for the Uline Headquarters Office Building H2, located at 12100 Uline Place. In accordance with the Resolution 15-27, upon completion of the floodplain boundary adjustment, an as-built survey and calculations were submitted to FEMA to verify the compliance with the design plans. On March 21, 2019, FEMA approved and issued a letter of map revision known as a LOMER, case number 18-05-1772P, as effective August 9, 2019. In accordance with Resolution 1527, upon approval of the floodplain boundary adjustment, the petitioner shall file an application to correct and amend the Village 2035 Land Use Plan Map 9.9, the zoning ordinance, and the zoning map to reflect the amended floodplain. And that is what they have completed. These items, as shown on the screen, are being presented for public hearing this evening, and this is a matter for public hearing. There is representation here from Uline. If you have any questions, again, there's somewhat of a time delay from when a project gets completed and we get the final approvals from FEMA, and this wraps up all of the entitlement processes for the development.
Item A and B are matters for public hearing. Anybody wishing to speak? Anybody wishing to speak? Petitioner, have anything to add? Nothing. Okay. We'll close the public hearing. Open up the comments and questions from the commission.
I'd move to adopt resolution, the first
First one, 1910, to amend the comprehensive plan and send a favorable recommendation to the village board to correct the land use plan map.
Is there a second?
Update appendix 10.3.
Is there a second to that?
Second.
Motion made and seconded for approval of resolution 1910. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, say aye. Item B, it's your pleasure.
Mr. Chairman, I move approval of the Plan Commission to send a favorable recommendation to the Village Board to correct and amend the zoning map to rezone the 100-year floodplain. It's amended into the FPO, Floodplain Overlay District, and to amend Section 420-131.1 of the zoning ordinance to reference the March 21, 2019 FEMA approval related to the floodplain boundary adjustment is presented in the September 9, 2019 staff report.
Second.
Motion made and second for approval of the zoning map and text amendment. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, the ayes have it. Thank you. Item C is a public hearing and consideration of a zoning text amendment. Jean.
This is a zoning text amendment for the request of Caroline Brzezinski, agent on behalf of Breeze Terrace, LLC, to amend the Breeze Terrace Apartments Plan Unit Development Ordinance to correct the side building setback requirements for Building C to match the approved residential plans. On August 20, 2018, the Village Board approved Breeze Terrace Plan Unit Development Ordinance, which included the residential development plans for the development. As a result of the revisions made to the 19-unit building, as you may recall, Plan Commission required that they add attached garages to this building, which is Building C, located on the north side of the development. On the overhead, you can see where Building C is. As a result of that adding of those garages, Building C is 35.88 feet from the side or the north property line. The PUD ordinance did not correctly reflect this plan change, and therefore the PUD ordinance as proposed does not match the approved residential development plans. Therefore, staff is recommending that subsection D4, Roman numeral 4, related to building setbacks, is proposed to be corrected to read side and rear setbacks 50 feet minimum, except for Building C, which shall be setback a minimum of 35 feet from the side property line. In addition, there is a typo being corrected in subsection C, Roman numeral 13, to correct the word that, which should be than. This is a public hearing. If you have further questions, I can certainly answer those.
This is a matter for public hearing. Anybody wishing to speak? Anybody wishing to speak? We'll close the public hearing and open the comments for questions from the commission. This is a no-brainer.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I'd move that the Plan Commission sent a favorable recommendation to the Village Board to approve the zoning text amendment as presented at the Village Staff Report of September 9, 2019.
Second.
Motion made and seconded for approval of the zoning text amendment. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, the ayes have it. Thank you. Item D is a public hearing and consideration of a conditional use permit, including site and operational plans, digital security imaging, system and access easement. Aaron?
This is a public hearing and consideration of conditional use permit, including site and operational plan, digital security imaging system agreement, and access easement. For the request of David All, on behalf of the Pleasant Prairie Animal Hospital, to occupy the existing building located at 8989 74th Street, for a veterinarian office that provides wellness, dental, medical, and surgical needs. There are several findings of facts in this report, and that is, first, the petitioner is requesting approval of a conditional use permit with the state with the site and operational plans to occupy the existing vacant 8,900 square foot building formerly occupied by the Care Animal Hospital, located at 8989 74th Street, for a new veterinarian office known as Pleasant Prairie Animal Hospital. The subject property is known as Lot 2 in the Certified Survey Map 1981 and located in a part of the southeast one-quarter U.S. Public Land Survey Section 5, also known as the tax parcel 91-4-122-054-0252. The current zoning of this property is I-1 in the institutional district. A veterinarian clinic and hospital is allowed within the I-1 district with the approval of a conditional use permit. On February 3, 1998, the Village Zoning Board of Appeals granted a variance 98-01, to allow for reduced setbacks for the construction of the building to include a 45-foot side setbacks, a 65-foot street setback from the adjacent Highway 50, and a 40-foot setback from 74th Street to the north. This facility will not provide general boarding, daycare, or grooming services. Dogs will be walked in a fenced yard on the north side of the building as needed. Controlled substances will be stored in a locked cabinet with a security camera covering it at all times. There will be no pet cremation on site. Deceased animals will be removed and the will be removed from the property and disposed by a third party. The building was originally built as a veterinarian office. Therefore, no building modifications are proposed. The veterinarian clinic is proposed to operate between the hours of 7 a.m. and 9 p.m. and requests to be open for emergency services for up to 24 hours per day, only on an on-call basis. This is a startup business that will initially employ only one doctor with 3 to 4 supporting staff. As the business grows, the number of employees is anticipated to range from 3 to 15 full-time employees and 2 to 10 part-time employees. It is anticipated that there could be up to 4 doctors and 12 support staff on the site at any one time. Pursuant to the village zoning ordinance, the minimum parking spaces for a veterinary clinic is 4 spaces for every doctor, resulting in 16 parking spaces, plus 1 space for every employee, and plus the required number of handicap spaces required by the state code. The minimum number of parking spaces required for the anticipated growth is 29 parking spaces, including the 1 handicap accessible space. The existing site provides 30 parking spaces, including the 1 handicap accessible parking space. At the time that the facility is going to start, there's only going to be 1 doctor, so it is anticipated that there will be plenty of parking available on site for this business. The anticipated occupancy of this facility is fall 2019. In order to help provide a safe and secure site, a digital security imaging system, DSIS system, is required to be installed on site. This system is required to be connected to the village police department's network via an internet connection. This site shall also be adequately lit to help provide security on-site without causing lighting issues for the adjacent residential properties. Notices were sent to the adjacent property owners via regular mail on August 22, 2019, and notices were published in the Kenosha News on August 29 and September 2, 2019. According to the village zoning ordinance, the Plan Commission shall not approve a conditional use permit unless they find, after viewing the findings of fact and the application and related materials and information presented at the public hearing, that the project as planned will not violate the intent and purpose of all village ordinances and meet the minimum standards for granting a conditional use permit. Furthermore, pursuant to Article 9 of the Village Zoning Ordinance, and Plan Commission shall not approve any site and operational plan application without finding in the decision that the application coupled with the satisfaction of any conditions of approval will comply with the applicable village ordinance requirements, and that all other applicable federal, state, and local requirements relating to land use, buildings, development controls, land divisions, environmental protections, sewer and water service, storm water management, street and highways, and fire protection. At this time, the village staff has determined that based upon the foregoing information presented in the application, at the public hearing, and the memorandum from the Fire and Rescue Department, that this project meets the following standards for granting a conditional use permit and site and operational plan approval.
And if I could just add two things, just a point to clarify, the square footage of this existing building is 4,980 square feet. And then one other comment, as noted in paragraph 8 of the memo, that no on-street parking is allowed on the adjacent streets, and the office shall not expand past its parking requirements. Each year the business license is renewed. Updated employment information shall be provided on a renewal application to reflect the accurate doctor and employee total in order to have an evaluation of the parking and adequate parking on site. So with that, we'd like to continue the public hearing at this time.
This is a matter for public hearing. Anybody wishing to speak? Yes, sir. Name and address for the record, please.
My name is Russ Brewer. Address is 10990 192nd Avenue, Bristol, Wisconsin. Partner, owner of Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie. I find it kind of ironic that I'm here this evening. Almost 20 years ago, I was here introducing Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie for 8989 74th Street. We were a place, and you guys, we were here just a couple years ago, and you guys authorized us to move forward with the new building project. We have grown to 7-doctor practice, and I guess in sitting back and realizing, looking at the demographics of the area and the well-planned-out community that you all have had the foresight to lay down, would like to offer our opinion that we don't feel that there's room for another general practice right in that location. I guess my wife and I were talking about this, and it's kind of like, would we need another gas station at the corner of H and 50? We've got Dr. Regner's office just down the other end of the block, and our office, and then the village also has Prairie Side, which is moving into a new facility on 39th. There are 20,000 people in Pleasant Prairie. The stats as far as the industry goes is that you need about 4,000 people, population, per veterinarian. There are currently 12 veterinarians in Pleasant Prairie. So we're pulling people from Kenosha, Winthrop Harbor, Beach Park, Racine, even get some people that cross the county, you know, that come in from the county. Not saying that there's not room for expansion of the veterinary industry inside the Kenosha County area, because there are, what, 100, almost 70,000 people that live in Kenosha County. Most of those live this side of the interstate. Just that this particular location is saturated. That's our opinion. And to the standpoint that certainly we could use an emergency clinic, certainly we could use a specialty practice, but another general practice would seem to be like adding another mattress store. I don't know that we need more. You guys have, you know, exercised a lot of local control over the years. And it's evident. I mean, we moved here in 2000, and I can't help but drive through the community and see the foresight that you guys have had planned out. It's an easy community to navigate through, and the standards of building have escalated over the years. It's a beautiful community that you've laid out, and I just would hope that we continue to lay that out. I don't like to see vacant buildings either, but I do like to see buildings that are going to be there long-lasting and add to the community as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else wishing to speak? Anybody else wishing to speak?
Maybe the petitioner would like to come up.
Petitioner?
Name and address. David Aul, 8989 89 74th Street. I appreciate what Dr. Brewer had to say. Obviously, this facility was purpose-built as an animal hospital almost 20 years ago. And so I think everyone understood that this building would be an animal hospital. Dr. Brewer chose to build his new facility nearby, knowing that this was an animal hospital structure. So I don't understand what his argument is there. In terms of the number of veterinarians in Pleasant Prairie, we hope that you would see that this business will either thrive or not thrive based on its own merits. We certainly think there's enough room for one more veterinarian in Pleasant Prairie. We believe that this market is underserved, and that having another practice in Pleasant Prairie is good for everybody. Competition is good for everybody. If Dr. Brewer's correct, you know, we're the ones with the risk, not him. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else wishing to speak? Anybody else? We'll close the public hearings. Comments or questions from the commission? Mike?
I have a couple. For the owner, are you a veterinarian or you have the veterinarian with you? Okay, so, all right. Secondly, I'm sorry, that was just my one question. For the record, I asked if Mr. All was the veterinarian or not. So, I also saw one question here on the sampling manhole report, which indicates it's in failure. Has that been corrected?
We just received that report, I believe, on Friday of last week.
Okay.
And I asked the person who did the report to provide me with some recommendations for contractors who could do that work. This morning I received a list of four contractors. I've contacted all four. I've only heard back from one of them as of now, who said they can do the work, but in 6 weeks' time. I have not heard back from the other three.
Okay. All right. So from looks of this is probably in violation from day one, you know, for the things that weren't in there, but I guess we didn't catch that. Then my other question to staff is what brings this to conditional use at this point? I mean, is it just because it's a change in ownership, or is it it had a conditional use before, or it didn't?
I'm sorry. Yeah, because the facility has been vacant for more than a year, okay. It loses any grandfathered rights it may have had as a conditional use.
Right.
And that conditional use, even though it would have run with the land, I mean, it's been vacant. The second thing is they are seeking for a 24-hour on emergency or on-call basis. And whenever there's a 24-hour use, that requires a specific conditional use permit as well.
Is it staff for 24 hours or just on call?
No, just on call.
Okay.
And that's really for emergency situations.
All right. Well, you know, my one concern on the sampling manhole is, at least for what it's reflecting here in front of me, that, you know, it's subject to infiltration, which is going down the pipe for us. So I'd like to see that fixed sooner than later.
That's our intention.
Okay. Sooner than 6 weeks, I guess, is what I'm saying.
I will hire the contractor that can do it first.
Tomorrow morning?
They say they can do it. I mean,
for us, infiltration isn't a profit center. It's just,
I know.
Take that money and we give it right to Kenosha. So.
Understood.
Any other questions or comments? I'd like to make one comment. you know, we don't want to create business and then to put others out of business. But with reference to this area, which is in a high growth area that is growing constantly, we're adding an enormous amount of apartments that just went up on Breeze Terrace. We put in more on Ava Manor. We have more going in at Creekside, and they're all animal friendly developments. So as far as servicing with veterinarian clinics, I don't think we're flooding the market just yet. I think people choose their vet based on their experience with the vet. And to Dr. Brewer's credit, he has a very good reputation. I don't think he has to worry too much about losing too much business. And to you guys coming in, good luck, and and how you treat your patients and customers will determine how successful you are for growth in the future. But I don't think we should be here regulating the amount of businesses that come into the village. So with that, it's your pleasure.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the conditional use permit with the conditions identified and the recognition of the findings of fact.
There's a second.
Second.
Motion made and seconded for approval of the conditional use permit, including the SIS system. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the ayes have it. Thank you. Item E and F will be taken together. Separate action on both. Item E is a public hearing consideration of a master conceptual plan, and item F is a certified survey map. Who's got that, Gene?
Mr. Chairman, members of the Plan Commission and the audience, both items E and F will be discussed at the same time with separate actions required. The first is item E, consideration of a master conceptual plan for the request of Dan Schopp, agent for Main Street Development, LLC. And this is for an updated master conceptual plan for the continued development of the Main Street Market, generally located at the northeast corner of State Highway 31 and State Highway 165. The second item, item F, is to consider the request also of Dan Schopp, agent for Main Street Development, LLC, for approval of a certified survey map to subdivide land within the Main Street Market development, generally located at the northeast corner, again, of Highway 31 and Highway 165 for future development. The Main Street Market commercial development is then located at that northeast corner of Highway 31 or Green Bay Road and Highway 165, 104th Street. It's being developed by Main Street Development, LLC, or Bear Development, as we commonly know them. The village has been working with the developer on this project for the past several years. At this time, the owner is proposing to update the master plan to identify the location for a new user in their development and to create a certified survey map. Just to give a little bit of history on this project, previous village approvals, on December 4th, 2018, the village board conditionally approved a master conceptual plan for the proposed Main Street Market development, which included 9 buildings, including 6 multi-tenant retail restaurant buildings, a grocery store, and a gasoline station and C-store. This master conceptual plan was a refinement of the Neighborhood Plan Amendment, Ordinance 17-48, conditionally approved by the Village Board on October 2, 2017, and this was for a portion of the High Point Neighborhood Plan for the commercial development. On February 5, 2018, the Village Board approved the project plan for TID number 6, for Main Street Market public infrastructure. The development agreement and related documents being discussed tonight further that implementation of the lands within the TID 6 boundaries. On April 16, 2018, the Village Board approved the Main Street Market Plan Unit Development Ordinance 18-14, the development's first certified survey map, and approved the development agreement, which related to the required public improvements for the development of Main Street Market. This agreement also sets forth the developer's obligations to construct those improvements pursuant to the traffic impact analysis. In addition, approval was granted for the Main Street Market Declaration of Development Standards and Protective Covenants. On October 1, 2018, a Memorandum of Understanding regarding the construction of the Main Street Market TIA improvements along Highway 165, Old Green Bay Road, and Highway 31 in the village was executed. As noted in the MOU, there will be no direct private driveway access to the development lots to and from Highway 165, Old Green Bay Road, and Highway 165. Main Street, which is a future east-west public roadway, is proposed to extend between Highway 31 and Old Green Bay Road. There will be 4 private development driveways proposed to connect to Old Green Bay Road. The detailed engineering plans for the widening of Green Bay Road and 165 and 165 Old Green Bay Road intersection and Main Street are now finalized and have been provided to the village and to the Wisconsin DOT for their final review, approval, and right-of-way land acquisition for the Old Green Bay Road widening. The acquisition of additional right-of-way from the adjacent landowners on the south side of Highway 165 has been completed by the developer. Old Green Bay Road will be reconstructed with an urban cross-section with curb and gutter and public sidewalks, pedestrian ways. A new signalized intersection will be constructed at Old Green Bay Road and Highway 165. A second new signalized intersection is proposed at Highway 31 and future Main Street. Roadway cross-section requirements have been defined, which include bicycle and pedestrian accommodations. It's anticipated that the work on Highway 165 and Old Green Bay Road, including the intersection at 165 and Old Green Bay Road, will be started in later spring of 2020. On June 25, 2018, final site and operational plans were conditionally approved by the Plan Commission for the Frederick South Medical Office Building. That was the first building to be constructed and completed within the Main Street Market development. Work is ongoing to complete an environmental assessment document for the Transportation Economic Assistance Grant being considered by the Wisconsin DOT. At this time, the developer is requesting approval of a revised and updated master conceptual plan for the Main Street Market development and the approval of a certified survey map. This update specifically includes revised preliminary civil plans, specifically looking at the building placement and the parking and driveway lot revisions for a new Quick Trip gas station convenience store to be located north and east of the Frederick South Medical Office Building. The original plans had shown it north of the Main Street area. The Quick Trip site and operational plans, including all the detailed building, landscaping, lighting, mechanical, signage, and fire protection plans and building elevations, and a CUP and a DSIS system, pursuant to the zoning ordinance requirements, are still required to be submitted, and they will need to be approved by the Village Plan Commission for the Quick Trip facility upon their submittal. Notes regarding the Quick Trip use. The B2 district does not allow for 24-hour gasoline and convenience stores. Therefore, the gas station convenience store user shall comply with the standard village business operational hours and shall be closed between 12 a.m. and 5 a.m. The gas station would not be allowed to have semi-trucks, semi-truck cabs, trailers, or tractor trailers, or large trucks idle, fuel, or park at this gas station convenience store site. Due to the proximity of the Meadowlands multifamily residential condominium development, which is located east across Old Green Bay Road, the building and parking lot lighting should be carefully evaluated to ensure that the lights are cutoff fixtures or integral into the canopy, shielded, directed downward, and do not cause a nuisance for any adjacent residential condominiums. To the proximity also of that Meadowlands multifamily residential condominium development located to the east, the signage and its lighting shall be carefully evaluated to ensure that the building, canopy, and monument signage lighting is shielded and directed downward and, again, does not cause any nuisance for the adjacent residential condominiums. And then finally, due to that proximity, again, of that residential development, the height of the gasoline canopy shall be evaluated for a maximum height, no higher than the Quick Trip convenience store canopy on 72nd Avenue, and its lighting shall be carefully evaluated to ensure that the canopy has this undermount lighting so that it does not glare and the signage does not cause a nuisance to the adjacent residential area. Note the revised master plan includes the following possible uses still: medical office building, which is existing, gas station, convenience store, which is being proposed, office, retail grocery, restaurant, service, and pharmacy. Pursuant to the master conceptual plan, a certified survey map is proposed to dedicate the Main Street right-of-way between Highway 31 and Old Green Bay Road, and then to create four additional lots as shown on the screen. Outlot 1 is 1.79 acres. It will include the current stormwater retention basin facility. Again, there's no direct access to or from Highway 31 or Highway 165 to the outlot. Shared driveway access to and from Old Green Bay Road to Main Street Market Outlot 1 will be required per the approved plan. Lot 5 is 2.22 acres with frontage on Old Green Bay Road, and it's proposed to be purchased and developed by Quick Trip for a gasoline car wash facility, convenience store, as shown on the master conceptual plan. There currently is a small artificial wetland area on Lot 5, and it is intended to be filled, and permits would be obtained from the DNR and the Corps of Engineers. There's no direct driveway access solely to the Quick Trip site from Old Green Bay Road. Shared driveway access to and from Old Green Bay Road to the Main Street Market Lot 5, and the other lots will be allowed pursuant to the approved plan. So there are points of connection, but there are shared cross-access into the Quick Trip site and to the other users, including Freighter South, that's existing. Lot 6 is 6.47 acres with frontage on Old Green Bay Road, Main Street, and Highway 31. It's likely that this lot will be further subdivided or developed as one parcel with multiple buildings, including, as they are showing, a 6,000 square foot, a 7,500 square foot retail restaurant buildings, and possibly a 29,000 square foot office, retail, or grocery building with access from Old Green Bay Road. Again, no direct access. It's going to be shared through the development, and all the lots within the development will have the cross access. Lot 7 is 3.04 acres with the frontage on Old Green Bay Road, Main Street, and Highway 31. There's no identified user at this time, either for that particular site. However, the master conceptual plan indicates that there could be a 14,450 square foot office commercial building with access to Old Green Bay Road. Access, again, will be allowed pursuant to the plan. Again, due to that distance between Old and New Green Bay Road, there's just not enough space in there to allow access north or south on Main Street. Again, just to wrap up on the conceptual plan, cross access and parking between all Main Street market lots will be required, and those easements will need to be recorded. This is a public hearing, and there is a representative here. Dan is here from Bear Development, Main Street Market. I don't know if you have anything further to add or if you have any questions for Dan. I'm sure he'd be happy to come up.
This is a matter for public hearing. We will allow comments and questions on both item E and F, separate action on both. Anybody wishing to speak? Anybody wishing to speak? We'll close the public hearing, open up to comments and questions. Mike?
I guess, you know, I have a few questions. One is, you know, in evaluation of, you know, placement of the quick trip site, I guess given the alternative of placing it right across the street from residential uses versus having it be closer to Highway 31 and provide for the smaller spaces to be across the street from residential, I mean, did that get weighed out or is it?
We did look at that, and maybe Dan can add to this as well. The original user at that site was actually 26,000 square feet, and it was multiple retailers, which could have included restaurants, retail, and other uses. So that would have been a pretty intensive use at this location as well. Quick Trip did look at north of Main Street, but they just felt that that was further away from the residential development, and they were hoping and encouraging that people would not only stop there on their way home, but people could actually walk or bike to their facility, being a little closer to the residential. So we did look at a number of different things. As this development is moving forward to the north, all of the final improvements were needing to be completed before Quick Trip could consider at this location. And so we looked at that with the timing with all the public improvements as well. So, I mean, when it came down to it, I believe it was Quick Trip, ideally, that they felt that this was the most marketable location for them as a gas station and convenience store. They know that it's not a site that's suitable for trucks or truck traffic or any type of traffic like that. And so anything that they do on the site will be needed to be catered to this. It's not like the site that just opened up last Friday out at the interstate for Quick Trip. I'm not sure if Dan wants to add anything further, but we wanted to try to make it more integral to the development as well.
Sure. Thanks, Gene. The location of the court.
Dan, really, we know who you are, but we need to name an address.
Oh, Dan Shop, 4011 80th Street, Kenosha. The location of the Quick Trip facility was really driven by the end user. When we laid out the concept plan, I'm sure you all will remember we were hoping to locate it on the triangle piece, which is a little more difficult piece to work with. But as we received feedback from Quick Trip and other convenience store operators, it was clear that there was one site on the entire property which they were interested in, and that's where it's shown on the concept plan today.
Go ahead, Mike.
Well, kind of leads up to the follow-up question. I mean, thanks to Dan and staff. By placing a Quick Trip there and assuming that you can mitigate the lighting and the noise and the other things that would happen at a gas station convenience store, does that really end up precluding Building G being a grocery I mean, it's Quick Trip right now, the one that's over on Caddy Corner from this one almost serves as a grocery for that part of town now. You know, is that something based on the marketing study for this property or some of the other marketing studies we've had? Does that, would that preclude a grocery from being there? And then, you know, if that would be office or whatever retail would be.
I think that's to you first, Dan.
I guess that's a tough question for me to answer because I wasn't involved in the market study for this. I do know that the grocery industry is changing. I mean, there's not a whole lot of new large scale groceries. So I think it would be completely consistent to have something smaller. You know, I don't think we're going to get a big box like Pickens.
I don't think that was going to happen from the beginning, given the size. But
something, maybe something in the middle. I mean, we've been talking to other users for that site. Quick Trip, the placement of Quick Trip on the site hasn't necessarily swayed any decisions on who locates here.
If I can add to that, too, I mean, for example, up in the Village of Summers, there is a Festival Foods, and then there's a Sam's Market grocery store, large grocery store, and then Quick Trip right in front of them. So I think if there's something quick that you want to run in and get, or if there's a sandwich or something to that effect, I think that Quick Trip offers a quick opportunity to do that. Whereas I think that Dan is correct, there's still an opportunity to have a grocery store there. And if there isn't because the market is too saturated because of Meijer or Fresh Thyme or any of the other grocery stores that are in proximity, then the grocery stores would probably look at another location that is a large commercial development that would be central to like a downtown or something like that.
Yeah, and I can see your point, you know, that when you compare it to the ones in Summers, but this space here really lends itself just by the, you know, the mere size of it to a smaller, you know, I can't think of a grocery being intimate. I'm not sure that's the right word, but a more specialized or small market grocery, and that's where the, you know, if that would preclude the use, I mean, the market's the market, but I guess that it does kind of change the nature of I think how we looked at this from the initial conception of the plan. So not to say I couldn't support it, but I think it's just, you know, going into this with our eyes wide open that I think that would alter this master plan.
So one of the other things that we looked at and what was facing us is that as we continued to work through the TIA for this project, originally there was supposed to be more access and an access on Main Street, and there, I mean, just things started evolving where access was getting more restricted, and it started to kind of change some of the dynamics of what's going on with respect to this site. But could it still support a small grocery store? Absolutely. There's a number of grocery stores actually that are more specialty, like you mentioned, that have looked in the area, but I don't know how serious they're looking right now, that probably are between that 20 and 25,000 square feet.
When is the Main Street cut across going to take place, the across 31?
We are hopeful of a spring 2020 construction of the offsite improvements.
All of the improvements would be done and commenced at that time.
I would recommend that when that takes place that we work with the state in some way, shape, or form that we put some flashing yellow warning lights prior to on both north and south on Highway 31, because you got cars going northbound and southbound in that area going 65, 70 miles an hour. And I know the speed limit is 45, but nobody pays attention to it anyway. And here you're going to have people leaving Freighter and Quick Trip or coming into it, cutting across. I'm just saying some type of warning may be in order here. Also, Dan, I don't know if you can answer this question or not. Is Quick Trip considering electric charging stations in this development?
I can't answer that. I can get that information for you. they'll be before the Plan Commission here shortly with their specific plans.
I'll ask that question again.
And just to clarify on the site, too, and just to add on to what Gene said, we, you know, as this project started as a concept plan, things certainly have changed. It's a very challenging piece of property. We were anticipating access from a lot of different areas, which didn't happen. And also, the off-site improvements have grown, you know, substantially as far as the scope of what's going in here. And as that's happened, the stormwater requirements have also changed. So this site is being compressed in a couple different directions. So I know at one point there was a larger grocery box shown on the concept plan, but as we get into design engineering and everything else, the site is really, it's a real challenge.
Dan, just for clarification, too, I know that there was a question regarding the location on the south end of Main Street Market, which had originally been, I think, the concept plan for some type of gas station or convenience store. And just noting the access has been pretty limited there as far as really it would just be the right in, right out. And I presume that that's also part of the driving factor for why Quick Trip and other convenience stores are suggesting towards the north.
So that's correct. We were anticipating access off of Main Street, both to serve Building G and the triangle piece north of Main Street, but the DOT has said no SOAP on any access. You know, it is a short distance between 31 and Old Green Bay Road, so there will be no access for even loading docks or a right-in or anything like that on Main Street.
And then, Dan, just for the purposes of just everybody's interest, I presume that there was some discussion or the orientation of the Quick Trip instead of having kind of the north-south orientation east-west, but that didn't necessarily fit their desire for access again. Would that be a correct assumption?
You know, I think it was a mix between ourselves and Quick Trip and laying out the site to orient the development, say, in an east-west location. It started to really impact the parking that's needed for the rest of the uses. So when we looked at their needs from a land area perspective, and convenience stations want a lot of access, this was the site in a north-south orientation that worked for them and for us. We would have it the other way. We would be eating up most of our parking that's needed for the other uses.
Any other comments or questions? Wayne?
Well, Mr. Chairman, when this was in its conceptual plans, we discussed that intersection going onto Highway 31. And I really think we're creating a real monster there. And we're going to have to look at the state putting in traffic signals with left turn signals. Because when they get the green light coming from the south at 165, that speed limit's 55 to the south, and they're rolling 70 miles an hour.
And faster.
And faster. And that's going to be a real controlled intersection.
So we've
as
been
much as I hate to see more traffic signals, I think for the safety of people using that, it's going to be done.
What was the recommendation from the TIA on that?
There would be signals at Main Street and Highway 31.
When would they have to go in? What was the desired? Would the traffic count have to approach?
There's a traffic warrant that's triggered by the uses within Main Street. So once certain uses go in, it triggers the lights. But as much as we would all want lights there right away, the DOT makes that call.
Well, I understand, but I mean,
no, the lights are triggered by use within the development.
Okay, you don't remember what the threshold was?
I don't.
Is this going to be something that the village is going to have to pay for, as in the past when we did work on 165 and the I, or west of that? That if you want the lights in, go ahead and put them in. You pay for. Is this going to take place like that again?
The signals are to be paid for by the developer.
It's in the agreement.
It's in our agreement.
Okay. Oh, it is an agreement.
Yes.
Well, that's good. Now, who needs a state? All right. Any other comments or questions? What's your pleasure? Thanks, Dan. Need a motion? We need something.
I move to recommend a favorable recommendation to the Village Board to approve the master conceptual plan subject to the comments and conditions of the September 9th, 2019 Village staff report.
Second.
Motion made and seconded for approval of the master conceptual plan. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those in favor have it.
No.
F. Wayne?
I'm just afraid of the traffic there.
All right. One negative vote on that. Item F, certified survey map.
Motion to approve this certified survey map and to subdivide the land within the Main Street Market development generally located northeast corner for future development.
Second.
Motion made and second for the approval of the certified survey map. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed?
I'm going to do no yet.
And one negative vote from Commissioner Kessel. Thank you, Dan. Item G, Plan Commission Resolution 1911.
Okay. This Plan Commission Resolution 1911 refers to having staff evaluate another type of residential development called twin homes, where very similar to a condominium development. However, in a typical condominium development, you do not own the land under which the unit sits. You own the unit and the four walls. A twin home is similar to a condominium, except you own the land that underneath it and associated with the lot. So there is still a common wall that attaches the two units. However, you own the land and a lot underneath it. So this is, we've received several inquiries to do this. This allows developers that may have a hard time getting financing for a condominium where you may have to have all the units pre-sold before you can get financing, allows for other options to create the lots but build what's it called a twin home will have a common firewall separating the two units. So if you can see from the pictures, they look very similar to other two-unit condominiums that have been approved in the village. So we are looking to initiate this resolution so we can further evaluate this type of proposal and bring forth an ordinance for your consideration. So village staff does recommend approval of Resolution 19-11.
Comments or questions?
Move to approve Resolution 1911.
Second.
Motion made and second for approval of 1911. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those the ayes have it. This is an interesting concept.
It is very interesting, and I think there is a need for us to look at a variety of housing types to provide for different options for all kinds of people and what they're looking for. So I think it's very interesting, and I think it could be something that works really well here for another option. Source.
First that use is. Of this was Timber Ridge.
What's that?
The first use of this was Timber Ridge. That originally was going to be a condominium development, which is why, that's why the setbacks are, you know, are different there. But the development, you know, ran into financial problems and it devolved on what it was. But I mean, I think that, you know, if it's structured properly and regulated correctly, I think it's a good idea too.
Yes.
Okay, item H is Plan Commission Resolution 1912.
This is Resolution 1912, and this is to initiate a zoning text amendment to allow staff to reevaluate and amend the village traffic parking requirements. The last time we looked at this ordinance was in 1999, I believe, and there are a few tweaks that we'd like to make and a few updates that we'd like to make, and so we will reevaluate this and bring it forward for public hearing and consideration.
Okay. Comments or questions? Looking for a motion?
Move approval.
Second.
Motion made and second for approval of resolution 1912. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the ayes have it. Item I.
This plan commission resolution 19-13 is to initiate zoning text amendment to allow staff to reevaluate and amend the sign requirements. Again, this ordinance was written probably back in 1999 or 2000. There are some amendments that we need to make. Since then, we've adopted new districts like the M5 and the B6. So we want to reevaluate the sign code to see if we need to make any changes to allow specific signs in those districts. So it's a good time to reevaluate that section of the ordinance as well. So again, we will draft some an update to this ordinance and bring it to Plan Commission for public hearing.
Comments or questions?
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion made and second for approval of resolution 1913. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the ayes have it. Adjournment.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Motion made and second for adjournment. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the ayes have it. Thank you.